If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We count it a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're rejoicing in the good things that God is doing for us. Last Sunday, almost 800, exactly 792 people answered the roll call to study God's Word together in the Sunday school. It was a tremendous day, with souls being saved and added to the church and believers being baptized. Truly, the Lord is good. We are ready to say with the psalmist, praise the Lord. Praise Him from all the housetops. Praise Him for all of His mighty works. Praise Him upon the harp and the cymbal and all the musical instruments, because truly God is a great God. I'm glad today that we have the privilege of bringing the gospel of redeeming grace to you by means of radio. Why not call a friend and tell them that Worth Baptist Hour is on the air? Share with them the good tidings of the gospel of redeeming grace. If you do not have a church home, if you're looking for a place to worship Christ in the beauty of holiness, we invite you to come and share with us in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in our Sunday school, and that is the Bible. We believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible Word of God. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our theme for this year is building for Christ as we build for eternity. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. Our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. We have a special afternoon Sunday school at 3 o'clock. Our educable slow students attend this, together with others who are not privileged to attend the Sunday school on Sunday morning. So, if you cannot attend on Sunday morning, we would invite you to come at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We also have a Spanish ministry. Last Sunday, some 40 people, 27 of them adults, attended our Spanish department. We have a Spanish-speaking teacher and preacher, and we're happy to serve our Spanish-speaking friends. So the Worth Baptist ministry is enlarging, and God is blessing, and souls are being saved, and we're experiencing a revival here during these days. We invite you to share it. Remember again, our Sunday school at 10, our morning worship hour at 11, our special Sunday school in the afternoon at 3, and our evening worship service at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs, and we invite you to come and share with us today. This word of special announcement: on Sunday, March the 6th, Worth Baptist Church will celebrate its 23rd anniversary. This promises to be an outstanding day. Our Sunday school goal for anniversary day is $1,100. And our anniversary building fund offering goal is $23,000. We're now in the midst of constructing our building. The walls are going up. The steel is being put in place. In a few weeks, the roof, the ceiling, and the building will continue to progress day by day. We covet your prayers in these matters. Again, we invite you on anniversary day, Sunday, March the 6th, to be one of the 1,100 to attend our Sunday school. And we invite you to pray with us in our anniversary building fund offering goal of $23,000. In the meanwhile, today, a warm welcome, a friendly atmosphere await you to worship Christ in the beauty of holiness at Worth Baptist Church. We are presently located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our new location will be 4900 Campus Drive. That's Campus Drive and Loop 820 adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. We would like to hear from you by mail this week. The only way that we have of knowing that you receive these weekly broadcasts is for you to write us. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. The zip code is 76119. If you'd like a free cassette tape of today's message, it is yours by simply writing and requesting it to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Again, the zip code 76119. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled The Bible in Miniature. I shall read one of the most familiar passages of Scripture in all the Word of God, John chapter 3 and verse 16. But before I read this verse of Scripture, I want you to pause with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Thee we come again today with grateful hearts for Thy blessings. We thank Thee for the freedom of worship that we have in America. We thank Thee for the church, the Bible, for Christ, for our salvation. We thank Thee for this radio station and the privilege of broadcasting the good news that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again. I pray today that this broadcast would reach many thousands of people. May souls be saved as a result of it. Bless our aging friends, our senior citizens in the rest homes, those in the hospitals, or those who are in their own private homes, or in the car, or in the place of business. Wherever this broadcast reaches them today, maybe even by the portable radio, somewhere, somebody needs Christ. And I pray, Heavenly Father, may the voice of the gospel reach them on this broadcast is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verse 16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This, my friend, is the Bible in miniature. Someone said, and I quote, The world is not a prison house. It is an adult kindergarten in which grown-up children are trying to spell God with the wrong blocks. By the way, let me ask you a personal question. How do you spell God? The Old Testament saints spelled God H-O-L-Y, holy. The Romans spelled God P-O-W-E-R, power. The Greeks spelled God W-I-S-D-O-M, wisdom. The Pharisees spelled God L-A-W. The pagans spelled God M-Y-S-T-E-R-Y, mystery. Modern scientists spell God E-N-E-R-G-Y, energy. While it is true that God is holy and God is powerful and God has all wisdom and God is a God of law and mystery and energy, none of these spellings are correct. The correct spelling of God is L-O-V-E. This is the way John spells it in 1 John 4:8, where he writes, God is love. Now remember, John did not say God has love or God gives love, but God is love. I've entitled this message, The Bible in Miniature. The Bible contains 66 books, 1,189 chapters, over 31,000 verses, and more than 773,000 words. If the Bible could be printed in miniature form, it would appear in the 25 words of my text. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the story of the gospel. This is God's good news. This is God's word to you today. Wherever you are, whatever your station or rank in life, God loves you. The Bible tells us that God loves the whole inhabited earth. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ died for us. And so the Bible in miniature, God so loved the world, is the message that I want to bring to you today. For God so loved the world, that's heaven's brightest beam, that he gave his only begotten Son, that's earth's greatest theme, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That's God's simplest scheme. But have everlasting life. That's life's purest stream. Throughout the centuries before Jesus Christ came to the world, men thought of God only in terms of the one to whom we give. They built their altars to him. They offered their finest flocks in sacrifice. And true enough, God is the one to whom we give. But such a concept of God is altogether too narrow. Jesus Christ came to the world to reveal the truth that it is God who gives to us. What, giving again, I ask in dismay? Must I keep on giving and giving and giving alway? Oh no, said the angel, piercing me through. Just keep giving till God stops giving to you. What did God give? And what is God giving today? Well, God gave the law that we might be instructed. God gave the sun that we might be warmed. God gave the grain that we might be fed. God gave the earth that we might have a place to live. And God gave the rain that we might be refreshed. All of these are manifestations of his wonderful gift, his gift of love in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen again to the words of my text. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, and I quote, "Rings and other jewels are not gifts. They are apologies for gifts. The only gift is a portion of oneself." End of quote. When God stepped out of the invisibility of eternity and into the realm of humanity, he made his debut into earth society by giving a portion of himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God gave a portion of himself, the Son of his love, the Son of his bosom. God gave the only Son whom he begat, the only Son whom he fathered. God gave his darling Son, Jesus Christ, for you, for your salvation, to die in your stead, to bring you into the right relationship with himself, as you anchor your faith in him. Someone said, love is a basket with 5 loaves and 2 fish. It is never enough until you start giving it away. Oh, my friend, how true that is. The Bible is what you have today to tell you what God is and what God has given. Love, again, is like that basket. Just 5 loaves and 2 fish. And what are they among so many? The question was asked. But once those 5 loaves and 2 fish began to be given away, they fed probably 25,000 hungry people, and they gathered up 12 baskets full left over. That is the exercise of love. Love is never enough until you start giving it away. God gave one Son, and in turn, God has received millions of sons who have come to know Him through faith in Jesus Christ. Down through the centuries, God revealed Himself through the prophets, the poets, the potentates, the preachers, and the priests. But when I come to the New Testament, I read in Galatians 4:4, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law." Yes, in the end time, God spoke by the gift of His Son. When all of those centuries had passed, 4,000 years of human history, God was preparing to express His love. And He expressed that love in the fullness of time when He sent His only begotten Son to die upon a cross. In Hebrews chapter 1 at verse 1 it is written, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom He also made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, after that He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, since He by inheritance hath obtained a more excellent name than they." Yes, God did speak in times past, in the old economy, to the fathers by the prophets. But now God has spoken and is speaking to you through His Son, Jesus Christ. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You see, Christianity is not a creed to accept and obey. Christianity is a person to believe and to receive. In John 1:11-12 we read, "He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." In John 3:36 it is written, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." In John 5:24, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." And in Acts 16:31 we read, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." We are not so much concerned about what we believe as whom we believe. As Paul put it in 2 Timothy 1:12, "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He's able to keep all that I have committed unto Him against that day." There are two ways which God expresses His love, and both of them are in the verse we call the Bible in miniature. The first way is through giving. "For God so loved the world that He gave." God loved, therefore He gave. Love ever gives, forgives, outlives, and ever stands with open hands, and while it lives, it gives. For this is love's prerogative, to give and give and give. How much did God love? His love is measured by His gift, and He gave His Son. No wonder Paul said, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." Love is the true economist. She breaks the box and gives her all. Yet not one precious drop is missed, since on His head and feet they fall. The second way that God expresses His love is through forgiving. Noah got drunk, but God forgave him. Abraham lied, but God forgave him. Jacob stole his brother's birthright, but God forgave him. Moses struck the rock in anger, but God forgave him. David committed adultery and murder, but God forgave David. And I am happy to report to you that whatever your sin is, God is willing and able to forgive you. In 1 John 1:9 we read, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." This, my friend, is because God loves. God loves you. Robert Dick Wilson could speak in more than 20 languages. In his last lecture to his students, he said, and I quote, "The greatest thing I ever learned is this, that Jesus Christ loves me." Wonderful things in the Bible I see, but dearest of all, that Jesus loves me. Clarence Decker was the sheriff of Dallas County for many years. In keeping with his own request, at his funeral a few years ago, the people sang, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so." I have this footnote, and I shall be through. You may give your body to be burned. You may give your money to charity. You may be able to speak in 1,000 languages. You may have the gift of prophecy. You may preach like Peter, and pray like Paul, and teach like James, and write like John. But if you don't spell God, L-O-V-E, it will profit you nothing. As we leave the broadcast today, I want to take this opportunity again to remind you that we welcome you in the services of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, our special Sunday afternoon teaching program at 3, and our evening worship hour at 7. We invite you and your family to share with us today in these services at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And again, we would like to hear from you by mail. If you'd like a cassette tape containing today's message, it is yours free and postage paid by simply writing and requesting it to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.